Greetings, friends. Again, it's a wonderful opportunity of mine to be able to ask you to give me a few minutes and let me talk to you, an old evangelist, from the Word of God. I like my theme today. I think it's going to be so important. It brings tears to my eyes just to think about it. The value of clinging to the Bible. People cling to everything under the sun nowadays, but I have found in the 84 years that God has let me live the joy of clinging to the Bible. I'm going to read 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, the libraries of our nation are filled with millions of books written on every subject. In our move, I've tried to share some of my old books with the people in the church for free take and help us get rid of some of the clutter. There are books on every side. A new field of education now is the computer. And even phones have entered the book reading field as well. Reading has always been a better investment of time than TV, always. There is one book that stands above all that has ever been written, and the Creator of our world inspired it absolutely accurate accounts in God's dealing with mankind through the years. And I'm referring to the Bible, the Word of God, and hope it is a precious book to you. It is always accurate, never in error, and inspired by the Holy Spirit in every revelation. Fools reject its commands, and wise believers follow its teachings. No other book gives clear instruction to be saved, and proves you can have a sure home in heaven. Believers are to hold it near to their hearts and obey its commands. This divine book is a book to live by and to die by, ready for the best in eternity. I have found seven ways, hope I can squeeze them all in, that a wise person should treat the Bible, God's eternal book. Approach it with love and wonder as a treasure to behold. Here's how to cling to your Bible. One, read it carefully. I'm reading from Isaiah 34:16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want her mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit hath gathered them. We often hear, often developing good habits physically, we hear about it and how to do it. But the best habit to develop in reading the Word of God is, well, let me give you a whole bunch of them clearly. One day at the judgment, what we learned and did with the promoting of the Bible will be examined before God. Since he lives within us, he knows how to spend the time, or we ought to know how to spend the time, to please him. I learned boyhood happiness by obeying my father. Spiritual happiness comes from knowing what God expects of us daily. Please set aside a time, turn off the TV, and settle down daily for the instructions God will give. Number two, you want to cling to the Bible? Meditate on the Bible daily. Psalm 119:11, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Stop and think what you are reading, and literally bathe in the Bible daily. Soak up the great truths, and let them shape your life in obedience to his commands. You'll be able to build your faith strong on the vitamins of God's book, the things of eternal health. You will never be an obedient Christian without being a faithful Bible reading one. Most of us are far too busy and must learn to think over and understand the great truths that we read. Don't just place a marker in your Bible and read assigned areas, but take time to absorb and read it all. This will lead to putting verses in your memory, leaving you armed and ready for whatever comes. Meditate, meditate to really appreciate. Third, you want to cling to your Bible? then study it seriously. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Ah, how very, very important it is. There are so many verses that tell us how to study the word. It's always pleasing to him and shows your interest in spiritual things. I remember a young boy who told me that he studies the Bible every day. I was impressed and asked him why he did so. Hang on. His amazing yet wise answer was, "So I won't be a dumb bunny when I grow up and go to heaven." Ah, he was a smart young man who I trust still gives his Bible much study. In these last days when so many groups are perverting and watering down the word, you need to study and know exactly what is true. This takes study. Time invested in the Bible study is good time. Time well spent invested for eternity. Study to prepare for service and to gain wisdom. A cutting tool must be sharp to be used. Daily study will put the edge on your life that will get the job done. Number 4, believe the Bible completely. Cling to it and believe it. John 5:39 commands us to search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. I feel like writing this next thought in 10-foot-high letters. Never doubt the word of God. Never doubt the word of God. Never, never, never. It is everlasting and given without error and must be believed to be effective in your life. If you are saved, you should know it because God's word promises you are, and let nothing cause you to doubt. Fasten every decision and step of your growing life on what the Bible teaches. Beware all of those who teach and dissect and belittle and sometimes write very convincing books in some areas, but be sure they are true to every area of the Word of God. If you have the King James Version Bible, it is the nearest to the Greek and Hebrew of the original scriptures. You will not learn all of it overnight, and at the end of your life, you will still be a student, I'll guarantee. Don't foolishly argue with God, but keep digging in the treasure of the Word. If something confuses you, share it with a good gospel preaching pastor or evangelist or teacher of the Word. Great men of God have spent their lifetime comparing Scripture to Scripture. Rest your faith on what you do understand and dig deeper day by day. Rest fully upon its promises, for God never, never lies. And then, my friend, number 5, obey the Bible constantly. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. 1 Timothy 15:22. A roadmap is man's creation to help keep one on the right road. A compass was invented to show direction and assist a plane, for instance, to set a course. The Bible is God's complete direction in every area of your life. It reached you when you were lost. It sets the best course daily for your development and prepares you for your heavenly home. In the Old Testament, many individuals showed the danger of not following God and His commands. The New Testament is filled with verses showing that obedience to God is always best. Disobedience always leads to defeat and ruination. A wise believer must use the Word of God and follow closely its great teachings. Friend, do what the Bible tells you to do as God's Spirit directs you from His Word. To put it again clearly, you must obey or pay. If the Bible says it, do it, and feel the joy of obedient living as a child of God. The more you obey, the closer you walk, the greater will be your journey on earth. There are 2 more important things to help you cling to the Bible. Number 6, apply it personally. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. Psalm 119, 105 and 6. At a farm show, I stood amazed at the skill of a man using a chainsaw. He started with a hunk out of a tree, and when he was finished, he had whittled out with a chainsaw a beautiful, lifelike-looking eagle. His speed and skill made a beautiful object of great interest to me. Can you see what I'm driving at? Many carry a Bible at church. Others use it as a file of safety for important notes and pictures. Still others reading this cannot tell me the next spot your eyes will be resting on right now. The Bible cannot shape you if you have misplaced it or seldom take time to read it. It is like a candle to light, a bead to count, the voice of God speaking to all, a wafer in communion. It is a book to follow. Follow carefully its great instructions. Seriously, allow its teachings to sharpen your life and mold you into a servant pleasing to God. Learn the difference between the life of a sinner and one saved. Let your standards to the Bible allow you to be a personal guide to other people in the things of the Lord. And then number 7, as you cling to your Bible, share the Bible fully. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing the sheaves with him. Psalm 126, verse 6. You and I would not have been saved unless someone told us the good news. The clergy are not the only ones to witness to sinners about salvation. Every born-again believer should have a word daily to someone about the grace of God and the way to heaven. Oh, I am not boasting, but I often think of my 70 years of evangelistic ministry, and uncountable thousands were saved. To God be the glory. I cannot wait for heaven. What about you? The greatest contribution you can give to God is to induce others and introduce others to His Son. Every person you win, you bring eternal reward at the judgment for yourself and the well done of the Lord. Get some good tracts in the New Testament for your pocket and witness to someone every day. You will thrill as you show them the Bible, and so will they as they see the way to be saved. Oh, the Word of God is so very beautifully clear. The psalmist said in the 119th Psalm and verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven." And so let me ask you today, because of the broadcast, have a new attitude towards your Bible. Know where it is. Read it every day. Pay attention. Read the Bible carefully. Meditate on the Bible daily. Study the Bible seriously. Believe the Bible completely. Obey the Bible constantly. Apply it personally. And share the Bible fully with those around you. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. It'll never go out of date. It'll always have the answer to your every problem and will be the great cushion of God on which you can rest for time and eternity. Dear Lord, we pray tonight and thanks this afternoon for the Bible. We're rejoicing because we have one. We turn to it and preach from it every time we go on the air. These are not the thoughts of an old man that's preached for many years. These are the truths of the Word of God. Help many folks who have made up their mind, I'm going to cling to my Bible. I'm going to take more time in my Bible because of the broadcast today. May Christians be drawn closer and may sinners be saved, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.